A new research from Charles Darwin University shows First Nations calendars can forecast solar power with an AI technique tool with a low error rate. At this point, predicting solar power generation is complex because of weather, atmospheric conditions, and how much power is absorbed on a panel surface. The predicting tool will help and support remote areas across Australia, and it also shows how Indigenous knowledge is essential. The Wise Eduardo Jordan asked PhD student at Charles Darwin University and Bundjalung man Luke Hamlin to explain more about the research.
So the world first study that uses First Nations calendars for solar power forecasting. So essentially the study combines First Nations seasonal calendars with a novel deep learning model, an artificial intelligence technique to predict future solar panel power output. So as I'm sure that you and many of your listeners can appreciate, solar is one of the world's leading renewable energy alternatives, but there continues to be challenges with the technology's reliability. So at present, solar power generation is difficult to predict because of weather, atmospheric conditions, and how much power is absorbed on a solar panel surface. So by weaving together deep learning with ecologically informed First Nations seasonality, this study delivers a more precise solar forecasting system, and that's essentially what the study is that we're doing at Charles Darwin University.
Now, look, for our audience who are unfamiliar, and probably I'm very unfamiliar with all this, could you please tell us in a nutshell the basis of the First Nations calendars you're using for the research and the differences between each one?
Yeah, okie dokie. So our research team at CDU developed the model using First Nations calendars in the Tiwi and other areas of northern parts of Australia. And so unlike conventional calendar systems, these seasonal insights are deeply rooted in local ecological cues, so such as plant and animal behaviours, which are closely aligned with environmental patterns tied to changes in sunlight and weather patterns. So we've used these inputs to combine them to deliver a more precise solar forecasting system. And that's essentially, yeah, what we're using and how we're using them.
How important is, according to the research, to incorporate First Nations knowledge in solar power generation prediction?
Yeah, okay. So Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are the first peoples of this country. And it's really important that we take more approaches like this, not just to preserve our traditional knowledges, but to integrate them into Western ways of thinking. So there's a stat at the moment that indicates that 70% of our jobs over the next 10 years will be STEM-related. So it's also really important that we pave pathways for First Nations scientists by demonstrating a willingness to respect and understand these traditional knowledges while working alongside and reconciling them with Western ways of thinking.
And how is this research going to be useful, particularly in remote areas across Australia?
Yeah, okay. So right now in Australia, across Australia, including in rural, I mean regional and rural areas, significant renewable energy project development is underway, and some of those projects are driven by the First Nations Clean Energy Strategy. Given Australia's unique climate, in particular in rural and remote areas, we can really harness these knowledges and technologies in such a way that we can make renewables much more effective. So the success of the study suggests that it could be a valuable tool for advancing solar power generation prediction in rural areas.
And what's the future work of this research?
So the future, not just of this research, but technology in general, is really exciting. It's really exciting time to be in STEM at the moment. We're currently going through rapid advancements, growth and dependencies on technology, which can have quite a significant impact on society. So regarding our research specifically, we'll explore the application of the model to other regions and other renewable energy sources. And so with this in mind, integrating Indigenous knowledges into predictive models can more closely tailor a system to reflect the more nuanced shifts in environmental conditions.
So as an Aboriginal man, how this research is close to your mob and to your environment, let's say?
Yeah, of course. So I'm a Bundjalung man from northern New South Wales, and we also have similar knowledges with respect to weather forecasting. And I think as a Bundjalung man, I'm quite passionate about integrating these ways of thinking into Western ways of thinking. And so that was one of my primary motivators for doing this study and working along some of the research team at Charles Darwin University. So for me, I'm really quite passionate about this project because once it's been further established, we can actually expand this way of thinking to other areas across Australia.
Luke Hamlin from Charles Darwin University there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.